With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's not always easy following in the footsteps of a famous father.
I could be a second-rate John Cheever, but I can be a first-rate Ben Cheever.
That's Benjamin Cheever, son of the late Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. Benjamin's first novel is The Plagiarist. It was a scary undertaking when one considers the accolades given to his father.
If you think about it in terms of the best you can do, then it's okay. I mean, I run a lot. I'm a long-distance runner, and I know I'll never be a world-class runner, but I get to the point where I've run my best race.
For a while, Benjamin thought he could write exactly like his father, but then he discovered that writing is as personal as a fingerprint.
That was kind of a relief to understand that, that my writing was going to be different than his, no matter how hard I tried to make it the same.
Benjamin's sister Susan is also a novelist, and their mother Mary is a poet.
We didn't belong to a family. We belonged to a cult that, which had a priest that was my father, and he was a writer, and the thing you did, if you were worth anything, was write.
Benjamin Cheever also edited his father's letters and found there were lots of things he didn't know about John.
I didn't know that he was bisexual. I didn't know that he'd had such a tough time. I didn't know that he had really tried to get jobs and hadn't been able to get them.
Or how hard it was for John Cheever to write a novel, or that many of his stories were turned down even late in his career. Benjamin Cheever's novel, The Plagiarist, deals in part with the relationship of a young man and his famous writer-father, published by Athenaeum. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Benjamin Cheever's first novel, The Plagiarist, a long-haired hippie type who went to Antioch College joins a Reader's Digest type magazine as an editor. Here's Cheever.
I had gone to Antioch. I had been, I'd had long hair. I'd been arrested in an anti-war demonstration. I was not uncommonly active, but I was a member of my generation. And I did go to work at a large publication magazine.
Benjamin Cheever's old radical friends were critical that Cheever would work for a magazine as conservative as the Reader's Digest.
I used to say to them, I know you don't like it, but this is the people's magazine.
Benjamin Cheever's novel is a funny send-up of the magazine, but so far there's been no reaction from the Reader's Digest.
Officialdom has been silent, but the people that I know who still work there, who have worked there, have been very nice about it. Many of them think it's quite funny.
In the novel, the magazine wants the young editor to get his famous novelist father to pen an article about cats for them, and the editor winds up writing it under his father's name and style.
I hope nobody comes away with the impression that I feel superior to people who read the Reader's Digest. A lot of people do feel superior to them. I don't. I think there are a lot of just terrific people who read the Reader's Digest, people who've led lives that are probably better than the life I'm going to live.
Benjamin Cheever, Athenaeum, published his novel, The Plagiarist. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 11 years, Benjamin Cheever was an editor at the Reader's Digest. Occasionally, Cheever would get a joke into the magazine he really liked, such as the one about a senator who died and went to heaven and tried to cut through the line in the cafeteria, only to be told by the archangel to wait his turn.
So the senator goes back to the end of the line, and then along comes a man in a white jacket with a stethoscope around his neck and walks up to the front of the cafeteria and helps himself and sits down. And the senator is furious. He calls the archangel over, and he says, now, I'm a senator. I was a senator for many years, and along comes this doctor, and he doesn't have to wait in line. And the archangel's a little embarrassed. He says, well, he says, that wasn't a doctor. That was God. Sometimes God thinks he's a doctor.
Like the central character of his novel, The Plagiarist, Benjamin Cheever went to freewheeling Antioch College, where things were so unstructured that Cheever feels he got less than an education.
Someone wrote in the administration building in the stall at Antioch, they had these little toilet paper dispensers that give you individual sheets, and someone wrote above it, Antioch diplomas, take one, flush $25,000 down the toilet.
Benjamin is the son of the late novelist John Cheever. As a kid, Ben was unaware of John's fame. Ben remembers being approached by a woman when he was 8.
And she said to me, you know, your father's a very famous man. And I said, no, he's not. She said, no, really, he is. He's a great writer, she said. And I said, no, I'm sure you've got the wrong guy. And she said, well, don't you ever see him write? And I said, well, he goes into this room in the house, but I really think he's just taking a nap.
Athenaeum published Benjamin Cheever's novel, The Plagiarist. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.